Daily Self-Care Practice 1, Unpacking Your Journey. Day 2, Setting Boundaries. The intention here is to make time and space for yourself. The ideal situation would be to have a special space somewhere in your house or your garden where you can sit undisturbed in privacy and nobody will bother you. It's calm, it's peaceful. And it is a place where you can focus and not get distracted. That is the winner. Take a look at all the challenges you face when you try to make time and space for yourself, and then come up with solutions or alternatives in which you can overcome these challenges. Follow your heart and your inner wisdom here and trust yourself. If you are able to create a special space for yourself within your home, think about how you can make this a sacred space for yourself, whether that's a crystal, an incense holder, a special pillow. Make it something that resonates with you and feeds your soul. Here are a few suggestions for some of the possible challenges. Making time and space for yourself by having an appointment is one way in which you can do this. I already gave you this example in the previous topic, your journey to the light. I made a commitment to go to yoga regularly, creating time and space for myself because I'm paying for the service. However, this is not something that's possible or resonates with everybody. Another suggestion, and this follows from committing to yourself, is to have a practice of movement. For example, walking in your neighborhood, walking at the beach, walking in the forest, whatever is accessible to you and possible for you that you can safely do, that you find meditative and calming and gives you time and space for your reflection. Another option, if you are in a busy household or perhaps live in a noisy city, or your situation is such that you do not have much control of your environment, then really this is the best time to practice setting boundaries. Because what is also possible is to take a nice long bath and lock the door and do your meditation time there. I have done this many times and I still do. Another option is to sit on your bed with earphones, your eyes closed, maybe even something over your eyes to make it dark, and put meditation music or frequency music on to drown out the noise in your surroundings. And here is another real life example for you. I have one friend who used to hide away in her cupboard from her toddlers just so she could get a little bit of peace and quiet for herself. There is always a plan that you can make. The point is, there are many different ways in which you can create time and space for yourself. The number one idea here is to commit to time with yourself, whether that's 5 minutes or half an hour or more, and to make it part of your daily routine. The second biggest idea is to set boundaries for yourself as well as for other people that may be in your life, and let them know that this is your designated time and your designated place that you want to be undisturbed. Basically, you're making a date with yourself every day at a specific time in a specific place for you.